I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Kings of Kings, the Gods of Gods, and the Lords of Lords, the Savior of all the world, the Messiah, who was, who is to come, the King of Kings, the Gods of Gods, the Lords of Lords, the God that is with us, the Almighty God. I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Healer, the Provider, the Deliverer. I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. I release the power, the presence of God upon your life today, upon your family, upon your businesses. I release the anointing that breaks the yokes over your life today. And I command every contrary yoke of the enemy, every contrary yoke of the enemy over your life to be broken. Every contrary yoke over your business to be broken. Every contrary yoke over your body, over your life, over your destiny to be broken. Every contrary yoke over your family to be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I greet you in the name of God of heaven and the God of earth. I greet you in the name of the Jehovah, Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth. The maker of heaven, the maker of earth, the ruler of heaven, the ruler of earth, the creator of heaven and the creator of earth. I greet you in the name of the Holy Spirit, the God that is with us, the revealer of all flesh, the God of all flesh, the rabbi, the master, the teacher, the Adonai. I give you all glory. I give you adoration. I promote your name, Holy Spirit. I exalt your name above every other name. Even as I share this message with the people, I pray that you shall give them the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This is Save the World, and my name is Baba Tope Babalobi. And today I want us to study the Bible and look at the qualities of root in the Bible. The title of this message is The Qualities of Root. We shall be looking at what we can gain, the lessons we can learn from the qualities of root. Root is such an important figure in Bible history, and there are two major reasons why Root is such an important figure. Number one, Ruth was the mother of Obed, who was the grandfather of David. Of course, we know that the ancestry of Jesus Christ could also be traced to Ruth. So two reasons why Ruth is important. Ruth is an important figure in Bible history. Number one, Ruth is the grandfather of David. And of course, we know David is an important figure in Bible history. Number two, Ruth is also an important woman in Bible history because the ancestry of Jesus Christ could also be traced to Ruth. Of course, we know that Jesus Christ is always described as the son of David. But of course, we also know that David is the great-grandson of Ruth. So Ruth is an important figure in the Bible. And today we are going to look at what makes her so important. We are going to look at her character. We are going to look at the values. We are going to look at her virtues and the lessons we can learn from the life and times of Ruth as it is recorded in the Bible. Let us open our Bible quickly to Ruth chapter 1 verses 16. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave them or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will not. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God." I take that again. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will not. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God." The full story of the lives and times of Ruth is recorded in the Bible in the book of Ruth chapter 1, chapter 4. And I want to encourage you today to go and spend some time to read and meditate on those four chapters of the Bible. There are several lessons we can learn from the life of Ruth, and I shall be going through all those lessons one by one to see how this can help our Christian growth and development. The first thing we can say about Ruth is that Ruth was a strong woman. Her strength did not fear in affliction, despite losing an husband. Pardon her mother Naomi. Of course, if you read the story of Ruth in those four chapters, you realize that Ruth lost her husband, but she clung to her mother-in-law Naomi. She refused to leave her mother-in-law Naomi despite the fact that she lost her husband. She was a widow, she lost her husband, but she stayed with her mother-in-law Naomi, and she refused to leave her mother-in-law Naomi, but she followed her. So Ruth has a strong character. She has strength in character. I am persuaded that when she lost her husband, like any other woman, she experienced a lot of sorrow, she experienced a lot of tears, she experienced a lot of crying. She was sorrowful, she was mournful. But despite the sorrow, despite the affliction she was going through, she still had a lot of strength. I mean, she did not allow the crisis to overcome her. She didn't allow the crisis to overcome her. She didn't allow the crisis to lead her into taking a wrong decision. And she stood with her mother-in-law, Naomi. And today, one of the lessons we can learn from the character of Ruth, that no matter the crisis we are facing in life, no matter the adversities we are facing in life, just as the Bible says that if your strength fails in the day of adversities, your strength is weak. Today, the power of the Spirit to be strong in the day of adversities shall descend upon us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In any occasions where we are facing any form of adversities, the Spirit of God shall give us the strength to face those adversities and overcome them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What else can we learn from the experiences of Ruth in the Bible? Another thing we can learn from the experience of Ruth in the Bible is that she heard unto God in affliction unlike the second wife, Orpah, who returned to her God after she lost her husband. Of course, if you read the story of Ruth carefully, we discover that Naomi had two sons. The two sons married. Ruth was one of the wives of the two children. But the two children died, you know, one after the other. Ruth was one of the daughters-in-law of Naomi. Orpah was the second daughter-in-law of Naomi. After the death of the children of Naomi, Ruth was the first wife. Orpah was the second wife. The second wife abandoned Naomi and returned to her fatherland. But Ruth stayed with Naomi. So the second lesson we can learn from the story of Ruth is that she held on to God and she held on to her marital family. She refused to abandon the family of her husband. She refused to abandon her mother-in-law. She stayed with her mother-in-law even in affliction. Despite the affliction she was facing, she did not forget her God, but she held on to her God. So another lesson we can learn from the story of Ruth is that no matter the crisis that is facing us, no matter the affliction we may be passing through, no matter the challenges we may be passing through in life, we should be trustworthy, we should continue to have faith in God. Ruth had faith in God. Ruth held on to God despite our affliction. We should know how to hold on unto God despite the challenges and afflictions we are passing through. What other lesson can we learn from the story of Ruth? What are the qualities of Ruth in the Bible that we can learn from? Another lesson you can learn from the story of the life and times of Ruth, as is stated in the book of Ruth, chapter 1 to 4, is that Ruth believed in the sanctity of marriage. Normally, when the husband of a woman dies, the natural thing is to go back to your family. Of course, the popular saying is that till death do us part. Therefore, one of the canon principles of marriage is that you stay with your husband during his lifetime, and after his death, you are free to go back to your family. But Ruth faced a similar situation. Her husband died. She was free to go back to her home family, but she refused to return to her family. She stayed with her husband's family. We can read this full story of that in Ruth chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. In contrast, the second wife, Orpah, returned to her people after the death of her husband. So another lesson we can learn from the story of Ruth is that she was faithful to her marital vows even after the death of her husband. She refused to go back to her family. She refused to go back to her mother or father. She stayed put in her husband's family. She remained loyal and faithful to her mother-in-law, even with the death of her husband. And today, God is calling for the root of this generation who believes in the sanctity of marriages. Today, where the cases of divorces and separation is so much rampant in marriages, God is looking for the root of this generation that believe in the sanctity of marriage, that will not go into divorces or separation at the snatter's excuse. God is looking for the root of this generation that believes in the sanctity of marriage, that will cling to the husband, even in life and in death. What other lesson can we learn from the story of Ruth? Ruth was very humble, Ruth is respectful, and Ruth is a God-fearing woman. Ruth had a beautiful relationship with Naomi, her mother-in-law. Other women in her situation would have accused her mother-in-law of witchcraft or being responsible for her son's death. Of course, we know the full story is that Naomi had two children and two of them died one by one. In these times, the people of this world would have accused Naomi of killing her two children. Ruth believed in her mother-in-law. Ruth was loyal to her mother-in-law. Ruth had a beautiful relationship with her mother-in-law. Ruth did not see her mother-in-law as the witch that killed her two sons, but rather as a mother in Israel. So we can learn from the story of Ruth that she had so much respect, she was humble, she was respectful, and she was God-fearing. If only the relationship between daughter-in-laws and mother-in-laws in these days could be as beautiful as the relationship between Ruth and Naomi. Ruth had a lot of respect for Naomi. Ruth had a beautiful relationship with Naomi. Ruth was loyal to Naomi, even despite the death of her husband. I pray today that in as many marriages where there is crisis between daughter-in-laws and mother-in-laws, that the Spirit of God shall repair those crises. Those crises shall be repaired by the Spirit of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What else can we say about Ruth in the Bible? We are looking at the qualities of Ruth in the Bible. What other lessons can we learn from Ruth? Ruth was an enterprising woman. After she returned with her mother-in-law, Naomi, to Bethlehem, she was ready to work in the field in order to earn an income. A lot of widows these days in similar situations who have been dejected, who have been hiding, who have turned their situation to start begging. But Ruth was not a woman like that. When she returned to her husband's family in Bethlehem, she refused to become idle, she refused to become dejected. She decided to work in the field in order to earn an income to support herself and her mother-in-law Naomi. You can read the full story of that in Ruth chapter 2 verse 2. And today, the spirit for you to be diligent, the spirit for you to become hardworking, the spirit for you to lay your hands on something which heaven can bless, that spirit shall fall upon you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What else can we learn from the story of Ruth in the Bible? Another thing we can learn from the story of Ruth in the Bible is that she was a diligent woman. Other widows in her position who have been sleeping around with young men in order to earn a living instead of walking the field. When she returned with Naomi, her mother-in-law, to Bethlehem, she was diligent, she was willing to work, she was hardworking. She took up a job in order to earn an income. A lot of other young women in a situation who have just lost their husband, who have been indulging in a lot of contrary practices in order to earn an income. But Ruth was not like that. She chose to work to earn an income. Another lesson you can learn from the qualities of Ruth as stated in the Bible is that Ruth was obedient. She listened and followed all the instructions of Naomi and mother-in-law regarding how she could get the attention of Boaz, who was her kinsman. As all of us are aware, there are a lot of crises these days between daughter-in-laws and mother-in-laws in marriages. But Ruth was not like that. Ruth was a unique woman who deserves to be emulated by several mother-in-laws. Despite the death of her husband, Ruth was still loyal to Naomi, her mother-in-law. She took instruction. Naomi gave her a lot of instructions when they returned to Bethlehem on the steps she could take in order to remarry, because according to the custom of Israelites, she asked to remarry one of her kinsmen. A lot of women in her position followed those instructions. A lot of women in her position who have run around some of the young men in town. A lot of women in her position who have been sleeping around with some of the men in town. But Ruth was not like that. She diligently listened to the instruction of Naomi on how she could be redeemed by her kinsman. So one of the lessons we can learn from Ruth is obedience. And today the spirit of obedience shall fall upon an hearer of this message in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke and bind and cast out the spirit of stubbornness, that rebellious spirit that is not allowing you to enjoy your marriage, that rebellious spirit that you have against your husband, that rebellious spirit that you have against your mother-in-law. I bind and cast it out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What other lessons can we learn from the character of Ruth in the Bible? Another lesson we can learn from the character of Ruth in the Bible is that if you are patient, if you are loyal, if you are faithful, if you are holy, if you are righteous, if you obey the laws of God, God will surely reward you. God eventually rewarded Ruth by connecting her to Boaz, who was a mighty man of battle, who was a mighty man of valor, who was a mighty man of wealth, who later remarried Ruth. So God rewarded Ruth's faithfulness. God rewarded Ruth's loyalty. God rewarded Ruth's righteousness. But Ruth was patient. Ruth was loyal. Ruth was diligent. And today, as many people that are listening to this message, that are in similar situation, that are in similar boat like Ruth, as you are patient, as you are loyal, as you hold on to God, as you obey the laws of God, I am persuaded that God of Ruth shall reward you. The God of Ruth shall reward you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The story of Ruth eventually changed because by the time she returned to Bethlehem, God connected her to Boaz, who eventually married her. So the lesson we can learn from that is that as long as we are patient, as long as we are faithful, as long as we are diligent, as long as we obey the laws of God, as long as we do not lose hope, God, who is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him, shall surely reward you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible ended the story of Ruth by informing us that God blessed Ruth with a son named Obed, who was the grandfather of King David, an ancestor of Jesus Christ. So Ruth played an important role in the history of Jesus Christ because Ruth was the mother of Obed, who was the grandfather of King David. Of course, we know the ancestry of Jesus Christ could be traced to King David. So at the end of the day, despite the tribulation she faced, at the end of the day, despite the affliction she faced, at the end of the day, despite the painful tragedy she faced, any in her life, roots still play an important role in history. And that is why a whole chapter of the Bible was devoted to recording the history of the life and times of Ruth. And I want to end this message today by praying that the power to act like a root in these times, the power to act like a root in this world, that power shall fall upon us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No matter the challenges we face in life, no matter the afflictions we face in life, no matter the tribulations we face in life, no matter the ups and downs we face in life, the power to walk like Ruth, the power to act like Ruth, the character of Ruth shall fall upon us. It shall fall upon us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No matter the challenges, no matter the disappointments, no matter the pains we face in this world, the spirit of Ruth shall consume us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In our Christian growth, in our Christian development, the character of Ruth shall rest upon our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray especially for a woman in a marriage. I pray for a daughter-in-law today. I pray for a mother-in-law that no matter the crisis that you may be experiencing in your marriage today, that spirit that Ruth has, who gave us the spirit of loyalty and obedience, that beautiful relationship that existed between Ruth and Naomi, I pray it down into a marriage today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any crisis in fighting quarrel that exists between a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law today, I pray that the Spirit of God shall repair your marriage. The Spirit of God shall cement those relationships in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the Prince of Peace shall visit your marriage. No matter the crisis you may face in your marriage, the Prince of Peace shall visit your marriage in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for your marriage again. I rebuke every spirit of premature death. The two sons of Naomi died prematurely. Ruth lost her husband prematurely. I rebuke the spirit of premature death concerning your wife, concerning your husband. I bind and cast out that spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any messenger of death that is assigned against your husband, any messenger of death that is assigned against your wife, I command that messenger of death to be arrested in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every pain, every sorrow, every tragedy that is programmed against your marriage, I command it to be canceled. Let it be canceled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray that you shall be a root of this generation. I pray that the spirit of loyalty, the spirit of faithfulness, the spirit of righteousness, the spirit of faith, the spirit of patience shall consume you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for a lot of daughter-in-laws that are facing crisis from their mother-in-laws. I pray for mother-in-laws that they shall have the spirit of Naomi in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for mother-in-laws that they shall be the Naomi of this generation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for mother-in-laws that they shall have the character of Naomi in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for this message is coming to you from Save the World. My name is Baba Tope Babalobi, and you can contact us for prayers, for counseling, or you may want to support this ministry. Our phone lines are 2348035897435. 2348035897435. You can also send us an email on this address, info@christonline.info or babalobi@yahoo.com. My name is Baba Tope Babalobi. God bless you all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.